This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A massive technology outage has been felt across the world. Airlines have been impacted in a major way, with some passengers left stranded, like this woman in Kentucky who's trying to fly back to Mississippi.
People are mad, but there's nothing you can do because they can't get flights here, so there's no flight here to take you somewhere.
So what is behind that outage?
The tech outage caused by a bug in the code of a security download Thursday night by Austin, Texas cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. Its customers include 300 Fortune 500 companies, financial firms, healthcare, airlines. CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz took to social media saying the issue's been identified and a fix has been deployed. Little consolation for those stuck at airports like Devon Roming in Houston.
We're hoping the system will come up as soon as possible, but meanwhile, we just have to wait.
Fox for CBS News, Austin.
While he deals with his latest bout of COVID in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, there's growing pressure on President Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. CBS's Weijia Jiang with the latest from the White House.
What we do know is that the president has become more receptive to hearing the case against him. That is very, very different from saying that he has decided or is close to a decision about withdrawing his nomination.
Meanwhile, Republicans appear united behind former President Trump after a big night for him at the RNC. CBS's Ed O'Keefe in Milwaukee.
Former President Trump never made any mention of issues like access to abortion services or his support for January 6 rioters, and they said the choice for voters now has never been more clear. Tomorrow, Trump heads for his first campaign rally with his running mate J.D. Vance. They're off to the battleground state of Michigan.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovitz has been given a very stiff sentence by a Russian court for spying. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer with more.
The Russian prosecutor had asked for 18 years and the court handed down 16, but come on, a very heavy sentence for a crime the U.S. government and the Wall Street Journal and Gershkovitz himself say he didn't commit.
Tragic incident in Alabama. A 32-year-old man has now been charged with multiple counts of capital murder for the shooting deaths of a woman and four children under the age of 14. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
The man was married to the woman and was the father of two of the children. Haley Smitherman lives in the neighborhood about 40 miles southwest of Birmingham.
It's heartbreaking all the way around. I mean, my prayers are with their families.
The Bibb County, Alabama Sheriff's Office has not released a possible motive in the five shooting deaths.
It is messy on Wall Street this afternoon. The Dow is down almost 400 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An air fryer is blamed for an apartment fire in Racine, causing $80,000 in damages yesterday. 8 units are uninhabitable. Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport faces delays due to that global Microsoft outage. It's also impacting local governments and some ATMs. Kenosha is extending swimming bans at 3 parks due to poor water quality. Southport Park's ban is lifted. Racine's beaches have no warnings. A 25-year-old Racine woman faces homicide charges and the death of an 11-month-old boy. She admitted to possibly causing the infant's injuries, and she's being held in a $500,000 bond. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in Milwaukee next Tuesday. She's expected to promote the administration's economic achievements. And the Racine Public Library has named longtime employee Nick Dembski as its new permanent executive director. It follows his interim tenure that began in July of last year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers back from break. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return to action after the All-Star break with a game against the Twins tomorrow night in Minnesota. Milwaukee in first place with a 4.5 game lead ahead of the Cardinals. Rhys Hoskins joined the Brewers in free agency and spoke on why he feels he made the right decision.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit. You know, as I can stand back and kind of take a 10,000-foot view of baseball itself and where I may fit in that. But having talking to a bunch of guys either on the team or that have played there in the past, it just fit even more so with, you know, the type of culture that they have and what I'm trying to accomplish.
In golf, Garrett Jones, the winner of this year's WSGA State Amateur Championship, the 39-year-old from Madison, shot an even par for the tournament at the Legend at Merrill Hills in Waukesha. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Phoenix Suns in Summer League action in Las Vegas. A recap later tonight with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sunny and summery today as high temperatures comfortably flirt with 80 degrees. Alongside calm winds, a few clouds build in this afternoon, but we stay dry. In fact, scattered showers and thunderstorm chances hold off until Sunday afternoon and roll into the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees. WRJN. Ah! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. Happy Friday. It's Kurt Vollman. That's James Brown. By the way, it was on this date in 1989, James Brown changed accommodations, shall we say, behind bars after $40,000 in cash and checks was discovered in his minimum security cell. He had been given a 6-year sentence the previous December after several run-ins with the law. His new home was at a medium security cell at the Stevenson Correctional Institute. Here are the Zombies. This is Time of the Season on WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise love. What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your your daddy?
Who's your daddy, dearest?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Like me, has he taken,
any time, to show,
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against modern jazz. Unless you're tired of playing too darn fast. I lose a few.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, recently, our own Don Rosen talked with Jocelyn Fish from the Racine Theater Guild about their next production, First Date, which opens tonight at the Racine Theater Guild.
And for this show, it's a little more rock, contemporary. It is a bit more adult, I would say, probably in the PG-13 to R category. So just forewarning on that, just language and content. And so we had a really great group of people come out, and you have to do callbacks then and kind of match people up with each other and see how they mold into each character. So it's a challenge to cast a show, and Doug, you know, Instas takes that on. And
is he the director of the show?
He's the director of the show. And then Greg Berg is music directing. Mary Lee Storino is our choreographer. And then Doug Klum is leading the band.
That's Jocelyn Fish from the Racine Theater Guild, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatever's? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
He went away. And you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back.
When
you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue. He's coming after you.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, he knows that you've been trying. And he knows that you've been lying.
He
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. A new survey finds that 95% of us, 95%, share our passwords with family and friends. These are the same people who would never even think of sharing their french fries.
There she stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait or hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, a slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above.
took her home, yeah, to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game? Are you trying to put me in shame? Baby, I said, slow, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now it's time to trick me in love. Ah! All right now, baby, it's all.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. And if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll get the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were no major injuries after that Racine County school bus accident that sent 11 people to the hospital yesterday. It happened in the town of Dover, with 10 kids and one adult being treated. The bus was carrying 46 kids and 5 adults to a summer camp event and collided with a minivan. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause. The death of an 11-month-old boy on Wednesday has led to the arrest of a 25-year-old Racine woman. Andy Prager faces homicide charges. Police say she admitted to investigators that she may have caused the infant's injuries by setting him down forcefully. A $500,000 cash bond has been set, with her preliminary hearing scheduled for next week. As Republicans wrap up their convention, Vice President Kamala Harris is preparing to campaign in Milwaukee next Tuesday. Her visit coincides with rising concerns among some party leaders about President Biden's candidacy. Harris, last seen in Milwaukee in May, is expected to focus on promoting the administration's economic successes. And the Racine Public Library has named longtime employee Nick Dembski as its new permanent executive director. It follows his interim tenure that began in July of last year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and summery today as high temperatures comfortably flirt with 80 degrees. Alongside calm winds, a few clouds build in this afternoon, but we stay dry. In fact, scattered showers and thunderstorm chances hold off until Sunday afternoon and roll into the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
BTO, you ain't seen nothing yet on WRJN. See, the grammar policeman in me knows that the title of that song is grammatically incorrect. It's a double negative. Although, you haven't seen anything yet wouldn't have the same ring to it, I guess.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Lots of stuff going on this weekend around the area, including the Hospice Alliance fundraiser. It's a Root River Poker Run fundraiser. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Music on the Monument is going on this afternoon, beginning at 4:30 down on Monument Square. Oh, Salmonorama, it's the final weekend of that. That runs through Sunday. Lots of great things happening in the area this weekend. Hope you enjoy. Happy Friday.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if all that's true, 'cause you got me and baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, baby. I got you, baby. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all been spent. I guess that's so. We don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information to share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is a cubic inch of human bone can support the weight of 5 pickup trucks. All right, disclaimer here. Don't try this at home. I know it sounds fun, but don't try this at home.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. Go to drmartypets.com/dogs or text dogs to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat, mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, purchase $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? Those who bravely served our country should not have to worry about how they will afford their next meal, where they will sleep at night, or feel alone dealing with mental health or substance use issues. Help might be closer than you think. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veterans service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WISVETS or visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Bye.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN with the Rolling Stones and Get Off My Cloud. It was on this date in 1972 that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones were arrested in Rhode Island on charges of assault after a fight broke out with a newspaper photographer. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and an update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together with suspicious minds.
And we can
build our dreams on suspicious minds.
So if an old friend I know, say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears on me, I'm crying.
What you doing?